Dr. Piccolo's extra-heavy dosage. It was a quiet day out on the plateau. Vegeta and Piccolo both stood opposite of each other. Vegeta, you have been skipping out on your medication. Why? Asked Piccolo. I am a Saiyan prince. I don't need any of these worthless daily doses. He replied with defiance. Piccolo shook his head in disapproval and began to charge up his binding rings. Before he knew it, Vegeta was trapped and ready to receive his medication. I didn't get this medical degree for nothing. I want to help people. Just sit still and it'll be over soon, Piccolo calmly stated. Despite his gentle reassurance, Vegeta continued to struggle, cursing at the Namekian under his breath. Piccolo pulled down his and Vegeta's pants. He was ready to administer the dosage. Piccolo inserted his long, thick Namekian cock into Vegeta's soft Saiyan anus. Get it out of me, you filthy green man, shouted Vegeta. Piccolo replied, that is no way to speak to your doctor, and continued to apply the daily dose. Piccolo's cock was thoroughly pounding Vegeta, and Piccolo was near ejaculation. But it seemed it just wasn't enough to help his patient. What should I do, though? Piccolo thought. Suddenly, like a flash, the idea came to him. Immediately after ejaculating, Piccolo unsheathed his Piccolo Tellywhacker from Vegeta and began to charge himself up. Vegeta thought it was finally over, but he turned his head back only to see a giant Piccolo with his Peter Popper even larger than ever. Vegeta braced himself for the bullet train-sized one-eyed monster that was about to penetrate him. At first, it hurt incredibly. Vegeta had never felt such a powerful surge of pain before. But after an hour of non-stop butt-fucking, his anus became stretched and worn out to the point where he could enjoy it. When Piccolo finally ejaculated, it was released at such a force that Vegeta vomited a large quantity of the semen. Piccolo reverted back to his normal size and let Vegeta free. Thanks, Doc. I'm sorry about how I was acting before. This medicine is great. I'll see you tomorrow then. As Vegeta flew home, Piccolo gave a smile of satisfaction. He was glad he could help another person with their daily dose, but he had to hurry and give the other Z fighters their daily doses too. And so, he flew off as well.